This amounted to thousands of errors per surgeon per year in the VA system. I mean, I wouldn't let a car mechanic be that bad on my car. Here's an example. This little gal here, 28 years old, was having her first baby. She was from a lower income family, a Hispanic community in Orlando, Florida. It was about 8 years ago. And we were actually having a meeting there. This is a front page story. We got these pictures off the front page of the newspaper, the Orlando Times or whatever it is. And this girl went in to have her baby, but her doctor is playing golf when they page him. He calls back and says, look, I'm on the 14th hole here. I'll be there in about an hour or so. So about a half hour later, they page him again and say, look, this gal is crowning here. She's going to have the baby in a half hour. There's no available doctors. If something goes wrong, what do we do here? And so he reluctantly says, okay, I'll be there. He arrives. He immediately goes through to the delivery room without scrubbing up. He cuts the girl's arms off at the elbow and cuts her legs off at the groin. Then he delivers the baby. He was so ticked off with her at messing up his golf game, he took retribution on her. He did this 6 months later to another woman, and he's still working at that hospital because he's a government employee. He's a county employee, and you can't fire me. I'm a government employee. Well, if I were her daddy, I'd go visit that boy, the Louisville Slugger. Somebody needs to go to jail. Okay. We actually have a DVD by that, and you have all these statistics on that DVD. Somebody needs to go to jail. Kids are the most precious thing we can have for ourselves and our community and our families and the country. Remember, all birth defects are caused by deficiency of nutrients during pregnancy. So you want to be giving, people say, well, when do I start my kids on nutrients? Well, before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, from the moment they're born, then when they're old enough to have their own families, they'll be a family without birth defects. Okay, but don't wait. Don't say, well, she's already 12 years old, what do I do now? Get her on it. Don't wait. I have a terrible record with pediatrics. In ranking of live births and first month survivability of our babies in the world, we rank 41st. We're supposed to have the best healthcare system in the world. We don't. We have the worst healthcare system in the world. It's just the only thing we can cry number one about our healthcare system is the most expensive. We're 41 when it comes to live births and first months survivability of our babies. In South Carolina, it's a big newspaper story. When I was there just a couple of weeks ago, it said the number of babies who die before they're a year of age in South Carolina is more than in third world countries. Somebody needs to go to jail. The first 91 days of pregnancy is the most important time in a person's life. This is when the baby's going down the assembly line. First trimester of pregnancy. After that, it's just growth. Whatever you got by 91 days, you got. There are some exceptions to that, but not many. If mama's missing something, guess what? That baby's going to be affected. We're talking about cleft palate, cleft lip, heart defects, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, Down syndrome. 1 out of 700 American babies are born with Down syndrome. It's caused by zinc deficiency in the first duplication after the egg is fertilized by the sperm. Turns into a two-celled human being. If the mama doesn't have enough zinc, that baby's going to have a trisomy of many kinds, many different kinds. They can have three different trisomies, but the one that you know of is Down syndrome, is trisomy 21. They have three chromosomes instead of two. Now, you've all heard of Evel Knievel. His niece-in-law, Lauren, about 12 years ago called me and said, look, doc, I've got a 2.5 months along pregnancy here. I've had two good pregnancies, no problem. But this one, 2.5 months along, I felt that baby flopping around, went in, and the doctor said, oh, we got a problem here. There's a heart problem in this baby, and it sounds like the heart problems we see in Down syndrome baby. And he sent me to, I'm speaking for Lauren now, sent me to two laboratories. One was an ultrasound. The other one did amniocentesis to look at cells in the fluid surrounding the baby. And both of the labs said that I had a very dramatically damaged Down syndrome baby. They all urged me to get an abortion. I didn't want to get an abortion. And can you help me? I've heard you've been able to reverse this in animals. Yes, we have in animals, but not people yet. We don't have all the legal things. You got to be kidding me. Says, is it chemicals? No, it's just nutrition. Okay, let's do it. So we gave her the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, a little bit of extra zinc. At 9 months' time, her baby was born perfectly normal. Praise God. Hooah! One of the 8 lawsuits against the FDA, by myself and Youngevity, is folic acid for spina bifida. This is what spina bifida looks like. This baby also has a zinc deficiency because he's got club feet. Okay, mama had multiple deficiencies there. And up until we sued them and insisted that they put folic acid into prenatal vitamins for humans, we could prevent spina bifida. We'd known that in animals since 1947. It took us until the 80s to get it done for humans. Somebody needs to go to jail.